Hi, my name is Lewis Howes, and welcome to the Daily Motivation Show. I firmly believe that taking charge of your mindset allows you to be in the driver's seat of your life and unlock your potential. And that's why I'm thrilled to share that my new book is out right now. It's called The Greatness Mindset. In it, you'll learn how to build a plan for greatness through powerful exercises and toolkits designed to propel your life forward. This is the book that I wish I had 20 years ago. It's everything I've learned in the last decade with the research and the science to help you unlock your mind. Make sure to go to lewishowes.com/2023mindset to pick up your copy of my book, The Greatness Mindset, today.
What about the people that say, you know, I want to do less. I want to have like less stress, less worry. How can I create more without the pressure and the stress or anxiety that might seem to come with it? How can I create it and also have inner peace?
You talked about this idea of self-love and acceptance and understanding like what drives you and who you are and why you're here. I may not be peaceful every day, but I am at peace.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, like, of course.
So I think it's different for different people. Like, I just want to be clear, like, I'm good with being a CEO. I'm good that that's my path of impact. I am good that there is a higher universe that I may or may not achieve everything I want. Like, I am like totally good with it. So I consider myself at peace because I know that anything may come my way and it will be okay. So I think that if you say, how do you find peace? Look, peace means different things for different people. For me, peace means that I am in a role and every day waking up and have a way to express my gifts. That for me is peaceful. You know,
that's
when I don't feel peaceful, I don't feel at peace when I don't know what it is. So like, does that make sense? So like my zone may be a zone of anxiety because every day I think I'm pushing myself to express my gifts, but I'm at peace with that. So I don't know, like, it depends what you mean by peace. There are people for whom being present in the moment, expressing who they fully authentically are is completely different. And so I think peace means different things to different people. And I think to be at peace with yourself, you just need to know not what makes you happy, what makes you fulfilled. Like what gives you fulfillment? And for me, like the pursuit of impact gives me fulfillment.
How does someone discover what the unique gift is if they don't know what it is?
I would say to people, if you don't know what it is, ask.
Ask someone else.
Ask somebody, ask the people who know you the best.
Ask what? What's my gift?
You know, what's interesting, so I'll give you an example. Like, so when I give business talks, people, you know, I start any conversation with like, do you know your superpowers? And you know, like whether it's MBAs or like new grads or CEOs, like a third of the room puts up their hand, which I find annoying. not annoying in a bad way, but kind of, I'm like, annoying for the older people, not the young people. I'm like, okay, if you're telling me that you've gone this far in your career and you're being falsely modest, that's not that helpful. Because if you're a leader and you don't know what your gifts are or your areas of vulnerability,
you need
to know, right?
Yeah.
So that's false modesty. And if you're younger, I say, if you don't know, ask the people around you. Like, you know, what do you think I'm uniquely gifted at? And I think sometimes the answers will surprise you, but you'll find the threads of who you are. So I don't think that we're really good when we're younger at getting feedback on who we are and what makes us shine. What we get feedback on is, are we good in school or are we smart or what have you? But like what your unique gifts are, I think your friends and family and even your colleagues will use two or three words to describe you. So you may not say, what's my unique gifts? You're just like, you know, like, what do you think I'm great at? You know, or what do you think, where do you think I shine? And I think you'll hear words that come up again and again and again from all the people in your life that know you professionally and personally. And I just don't think people move through the world with that understanding.
Yeah. Do you think we should be pursuing fulfillment then in our gifts over happiness?
I guess I believe that fulfillment can lead to happiness. Like I think, and they think that an impact can lead to happiness. And I know there are other people who are like, hey, just be happy in what you're doing every day and the tasks of what you do, and that leads to fulfillment. And I think it's bi-directional. Like if you want to pursue happiness and happiness gives you fulfillment, great. If you want to pursue fulfillment and fulfillment gives you happiness, great. They're two sides of the same coin. I think that there's something ethereal about when you say to people like, happiness, like, be happy today. I'm like, okay, you can be happy today, but you still need to have bifocals on, right? Like, happy today, maybe some people, their best life is they'd maximize happiness every day. And for other people, their best life is they might minimize happiness on a given day, but maximize happiness over a cycle. Both are possible. It's not an either or. But if somebody says to me, pursue happiness every day, I'd be like, well, actually, by virtue of being a CEO, like, every day is not happy. You deal with a lot of, like, messy problems that are very stressful, right? But over the course of your, you know, of your career, you find fulfillment. And you look back and you're like, I wouldn't have it any other way. So is that happiness too?
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of The Daily Motivation, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to click the link in the description that will take you to the full episode of our main podcast on the School of Greatness. And if you are loving The Daily Motivation, please follow us over on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and leave us a review over on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want more exclusive content and ad-free listening experience, make sure to subscribe to our Greatness Plus channel on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want to get even more inspiration from our world-class guests and learn how to improve your life and take it to the next level, then make sure to sign up for the Greatness newsletter and get it delivered right to your inbox over at greatness.com/newsletter. Again, have an amazing day, and I'll see you tomorrow with another episode of the Daily Motivation Show.